Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, and as I've been telling you, going to have the opportunity and real pleasure and privilege this afternoon to visit with Senator Joni Ernst. Senator Ernst, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Aaron. It's great to be with you.
How are you today, Senator?
Oh, gosh. I'm well. It's a little breezy and cool in Washington, D.C., but, you know, all's well.
It could be breezy for a lot of reasons in Washington, D.C., Senator.
Oh, we'll just
there's a lot. Typically, there's a lot of hot air coming from Washington. That's a whole. Okay. So we have a lot to talk about, Senator. I mean, a lot to talk about. But I want to start with the Protecting American Taxpayers Act that you have worked on and strengthened. Where's this at? I want you to tell me what this is and why does this matter to me, Senator?
Yes, and it matters to everybody because we have seen, especially in recent months with the uncovering of so much fraud, we have seen so many schemes across the United States, and our taxpayers work really, really hard. When they send those taxes into the federal government, they want to know that the federal government is using the dollars in an appropriate manner.
Yes.
So I've been taxed by, literally taxed. Tasked and taxed by our leader, John Thune, to put together this anti-fraud package. And I've put together 17 different bills from a number of my different colleagues and put them all together into one bill. And again, we're trying to protect our taxpayers and make sure we're using their dollars wisely.
I think everyone would get on board with that. Why would not everyone say we want to use our taxpayer dollars wisely?
Well, you would be surprised, Aaron, and maybe you wouldn't.
I wouldn't, unfortunately.
But we actually do have a number of Democrats that are co-sponsors to various pieces of legislation within the package. Mm-hmm. And one of the bills was actually authored by Democrat Gary Peters. So we've wrapped all of those together into one bill, and hopefully we'll have the work completed on that very soon and have it presented on the floor of the Senate.
Okay. All right. So, Senator, I want you to walk me through this. But did you somewhere along this process find out that the code word Benghazi was used to cover up money for COVID? That's two parts to me, Senator. Number one, that's particularly offensive using that for a lot of reasons, I think. But then also the COVID thing. I want to get to that in a second as well. But is that true?
Yeah, so it's actually two separate issues that I have been working on. Number one, when they were using, and when I say they, this is the Small Business Administration under President Biden. They had found out during the Trump administration that during COVID, and it was very chaotic during COVID, that Planned Parenthood had applied for a number of small business loans that they were ineligible for.
Mm-hmm.
And the money went out through local lenders. The local lenders didn't know that they were ineligible. But when President Trump and his administration found out they were ineligible, they said, give us the money back. You cannot have this money. Well, then we went through an election period, and President Biden came into office. And instead of pulling the money back from Planned Parenthood, they went ahead and gave a second round of funding to these ineligible entities of Planned Parenthood. And because there were so many members like myself that were pushing the Small Business Administration on this issue, what they did to hide the records was instead of using the name Planned Parenthood when they were talking about these COVID-era loans, is they used the word Benghazi instead of Planned Parenthood. That way they could obscure what they were doing from any Freedom of Information records requests. And that is against the law. So they were knowingly doing it and concealing records from the general public, as well as those of us in Congress that were attempting to get information on these ineligible entities that were receiving loans. And folks may say, oh, whatever, no big deal. It amounted to more than $80 million.
Yeah.
Committing fraud against the federal government by the Planned Parenthood.
Taxpayer dollars too, by the way, Senator.
Yes.
Taxpayer dollars. That gets to the whole thing. I mean, using Benghazi to me,
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting is what it is. I'm not going to lie to you. But the other thing is, Senator, you had a hearing yesterday on COVID, is correct,
yes,
about a whistleblower. That was an absolute, I mean, not the hearing, COVID, Senator, to my point, was an absolute disaster. There was so much, you know, wear a mask, wear two masks. If you don't get the shot, you're going to lose your retirement. We're going to fire you. I mean, and now that all of the stuff is starting to come out, so much of the stuff that was labeled conspiracy is now true. I mean, it's
right.
So talk to me about that hearing yesterday. And will we have any meaningful results from this, hopefully?
Right, exactly, Aaron. And Americans deserve the truth.
Yes.
From their federal government.
Yeah.
And so ever since the beginning of COVID, I've been really fighting for transparency on this. And what I did, I followed the money trail, and I've got a wonderful team here in Washington, D.C. that can help me ferret all of this information out. But what we found out is that the Wuhan lab had received $1.4 million in U.S. federal funds, and I was able to cut off the money flow there. But what we found as we were doing that is that this institution in China was doing risky research, and it was enabled by a United States organization called EcoHealth that was receiving all these dollars and pumping them into China. So we had learned through so many different avenues. The research that was being done at this laboratory and backed up by the testimony by this whistleblower yesterday was that the CIA actually did believe through all of their intelligence sources that most likely, yes, Wuhan Institute of Virology is where COVID-19 came from. But all of a sudden, as we found out during this testimony, is that Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, inserted himself into the intelligence community's discussions on where COVID came from, and he basically tamped that down, and the CIA all of a sudden changed course.
Well, overnight they went from lab-created to natural-born, right?
Yeah.
The report changed overnight.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Dr. Fauci, gain-of-function research is what we're talking about here, so... Senator, will something happen? I mean, will there be some sort of, you know, justice in this whole thing? Or where does it go? What's the next?
Right.
Are you have another hearing or what?
We certainly hope so. And what we do in Congress is oversight. And so what we were doing in the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee was doing our oversight role, bringing in the whistleblower, exposing what had gone on in the intelligence community and with Dr. Fauci under the Biden administration. And what we can do then is basically expose that information and then present that information to the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. And it's up to the Department of Justice then to take this up, develop a case, and then pursue it, hold people accountable. Are we able to do that? I sure hope so, because the American people really want to see people held responsible for just the awful things that happen, disrupting our society, disrupting our businesses, of course, our education system and learning. So much was set back because of COVID-19 and unscientific opinions that were inserted.
Follow the science was what we heard all the time, Senator.
Right.
So I want to switch gears on you because you have to get, Senator, but I want you, were visiting with a couple of officers from Montgomery County, were you not?
I was. What a really special visit, Aaron. And this week is National Police Week, and we really celebrate all law enforcement this week. And we had two of our very own Red Oak Police Department officers in Washington, D.C. to talk about issues important to them. So we had Luke Malotte and Ryan Johnson, again, from Red Oak Police Department, out here this week. I saw them Wednesday morning at my constituent coffee. We were able to send them on a tour up to the dome of our nation's Capitol building. And it was just really great to see them, a little taste of home coming here to Washington, D.C. But we want to thank them our entire police department, all of the men and women that work in the sheriff's department, our dispatchers, all of them. We want to thank them so much for keeping our communities safe. We really, really appreciate them.
Senator Ernst, thank you for your time. It's always a pleasure. And again, I'm going to say when you're next time you're in Sunshine Country, the studio is always open. You know that. So
you bet.
I appreciate the time very much. Make it a great day. I know you have other appointments to get to, but thank you for your time.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a great day.
You too. Senator Joni Ernst with us this afternoon. And as always, our appreciation to Senator Ernst for taking a few minutes and visiting with us on this Thursday afternoon.